You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
You're going to have a rookie quarterback, and then they clearly, Kevin Stefanski said that Joe Flacco is the backup quarterback. And Kevin was asked, follow-up, why is Joe your starting quarterback and not Shedeur Sanders? And he said, Joe is our backup quarterback. He left it at that.
Yep.
So then yesterday in the locker room.
Which I'm good with. It's all that needed to be said. There was no need to say anything more than that statement.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And in this situation, where if something happens in-game to Dylan Gabriel, I would play Joe Flacco. I get it. I also said yesterday that if for whatever reason they decided they needed to have another starting quarterback this year, in other words, if Gabriel plays and doesn't play well, or if Dylan gets hurt and has to miss time and you know it and you have time to prepare, I would start Shedeur Sanders. Might as well see him. At this point, because I've seen Joe Flacco now for four games, and I'm not impressed with the offense.
If Gabriel gets hurt, I want to see Flacco. If you have a full week and for some reason Dylan Gabriel comes out and makes a mess of it all.
Or hurts his ankle or whatever.
Then.
Might as well, right?
Sure.
The only problem here to me, and I do think this is a problem, and I'll give you the reasons for the problem. Shedeur Sanders was approached by the media yesterday. Now, Shedeur has become this figure throughout the country as the Browns are mishandling him. He should have been a first-round pick, which is loony because everybody had a chance to take him in the first round or the second or the third or the fourth, and they didn't. And so leave that at the curb. My hope is the guy gets a chance to play at some point and is phenomenal. That'd be great.
Of course.
But let's check all the fandom at the door and look at the reality of the situation. Nonetheless, he's become this figure that is polarizing and is the subject of national media talk shows and the ranting shows and everything else. And he's
the ranting shows.
Well, it is.
I love that. I might steal that. That's perfect.
You can use it.
He who yells loudest gets point across best.
Les used to host a show called Cleveland Rants. Well, these are the ranting shows.
I like that.
And well, that's what they are.
No, you're 100% right.
They scream at each other and they make no sense.
I agree with you.
But the ranting shows talk all about Shedeur. So our media went up to the third string quarterback to get his opinion on.
Before we get this, we need to alert our fans what's happening.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
Shedeur.
Yep. We are now the Shafan.
Where's Shafan?
Please address us accordingly.
So the local media went up to Shedeur to get his thoughts about Dylan Gabriel being named the starter and Joe Flacco being named the backup and Shedeur being the third string quarterback. In other words, his status didn't change. The other two quarterbacks did. And here's what he had to say.
Vocally, anything to say about it?
I guess it's tough to have fun. I guess one more. I guess what do you think you have to show,
message out to the coaches just to, you know, have them have that belief in you that you can, you know, be ready.
Shadura's mouth is moving here, by the way.
What game you say?
So, in other words, they asked him questions, and he sat there and moved his mouth but didn't say anything.
Pantomimed answers, if you prefer.
Yeah, I don't like that word, but that's exactly what he did. So he moved his mouth and nothing came out. And later, Adam Schefter of ESPN said that that was in response to Rex Ryan. And what Rex Ryan said about Shadur earlier in the week, again, one of the ranting shows, and Rex Ryan, former head coach of the Jets and longtime defensive coordinator, saying things that weren't very flattering about Shadur. And so that's apparently, according to Schefter, what that response was. Schefter didn't quote anybody as to exactly, here's where my source is on this, but that's what he did. But I saw that yesterday, and I thought, I had numerous thoughts on it. The number one thought I had was this. Your team is 1-3. This is not the time to be cute and funny and to bring attention to yourself. Your team is 1-3. There's a problem. And the team right now chooses a different quarterback, two different quarterbacks other than you to lead this team. If you're looking for leadership to run a team that's offense isn't very good, are you going to use a guy like Joe Flacco who went out yesterday after being benched and met with the media and spoke and took the high road? Are you going to use a guy who stepped to the mic yesterday and sounded like a starting quarterback with confidence and poise in Dylan Gabriel? Or are you going to use a guy who, with a record of 1-3, goes back and pantomimes, maybe in an attempt to take a shot at a guy who's a national media figure now? That doesn't show any leadership. And it doesn't put him in a good light. And I'm pulling for the kid. I hope Gabriel goes out and is fantastic. And when Shadur gets his chance, I hope he goes out and is fantastic.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stick. That was a really bad look, and I thought it was a really silly and not very bright move.
It is a move that is incredibly immature. It is a move that is not necessary. It is a move that is look at me.
He's a pro now. He's not in high school playing for his dad as offensive coordinator or in college playing for his dad.
It is a move that brings attention to something that is not a positive thing for the team and doesn't put anybody in a position to succeed. It is a move of someone who doesn't realize how shaky the ground might be that is under him. Because I know no one wants to hear this, and I don't want to say it. But at some point this month,
do it anyway.
Deshaun Watson is going to walk in the door with a doctor handing him a clean bill of health. They are not going to keep five quarterbacks on this roster. So somebody's got to go. Are you moving on from Bailey Zappe, who has said nothing, and to our knowledge has done everything that they've wanted you to do? Or are you looking at a fifth-round pick that you're not paying a whole bunch of money to, who is had an opportunity to become the backup, is now the third string? Again, might be politics, all that kind of stuff. I don't know. I'm not in the locker room. But is bringing attention to himself and not bringing attention to the team. That's what stood out to me.
Dan, you're 1-3 and you're trying to be cute.
Fifth-round picks get cut all the time.
You're 1-3 and you're trying to be cute.
Because they don't make a ton of money.
I just thought, oh.
I thought the same thing. I thought, what good is this doing? What positive are you giving to yourself? What positive are you giving to the team from doing this? Now, again, at 37, it's really easy for me to look at somebody who's 23 and go, hey, you probably shouldn't have done that. You know, it's a lot easier, and especially in the moment and that stuff. And there's a level of, well, some level of maturity. I would not call myself mature in any way, shape, or form. I'm an overgrown child. But like,
valid.
There's some, you can look at that and go, that's childish, and that's not going to get you where you want to go, bud.
Yeah, see, that's what I think, too. It doesn't help him any. And I wonder this. I wonder, and I don't know the answer to this, I wonder what Myles Garrett thought of that. Because you can be sure that, you know, word's gotten around. I wonder what Denzel thought of that. I wonder what Joel Bitonio or Wyatt Teller thought of that. It's like, this is the guy who might end up leading our football team.
And I want Shedeur Sanders to succeed, because if he succeeds, it means the Browns are succeeding.
I want him to be great.
And it means we have another quarterback, and good quarterbacks equals watchable football, and I am here for every team to be watchable. I do not want clunker Thursday nighters. I do not want clunker Monday nighters. I want to watch good quarterback play and good football. So I want the kid to succeed. It's just, you see those moments and you're like, oh, buddy, that didn't help. That's not helping your cause.
And Dan, you wonder, is his behavior similar to that in meetings or around the team? And might that be a reason why he is where he is on the depth chart? Or is where he is on the depth chart just based on all of their preseason stuff and what they've seen so far on the football field? We don't know the answer to that. All I know, I don't think he put himself in a very good light with his shtick there. Chuck is in Shaker. Chuck.
How are you, Chuck?
Hey, guys, listen, you know what? They just need to get rid of this kid. I mean, it's like he'd be damned if he do, damned if he don't. You know, if he had said something, then it would have been some more controversy talk, you know. So, well, I mean, the best thing.
So let me push back a little bit, Chuck, because if he would have went in front of the microphone and he would have said, hey, coach's decision, I'm in here working hard. I'm trying to learn this as hard as I can. I want to be the backup quarterback. I'm working to work my way up the ladder. But coach thinks I need more work, which means I need more work. And if he would have said that, boom, no issues, no problems.
How many times have he said that already? I mean, you know, he's done that in the past. When my turn comes, I'll be ready. You know, it ain't my call. He's done said that. I know what he's done said already. How many times he got to say it? It's like, you know, hey, there's other teams want him by now. So they need to try to make a move. I'm getting a little sick of this.
I don't know that other teams want him, Chuck, because other teams passed on him four and sometimes five times.
I think if you put him on a practice squad, he'd get snatched up.
Well, I'm sure he would, but Bailey Zappe got snapped up, Dan.
100%.
I mean,
you're right.
Quarterbacks get snapped up all the time.
But it's one of those, again, I push back, Chuck, because you're right. He has said it before. But when you are once again put in a situation where something has changed, there's two ways to go about this. Either one, hey, man, I don't have any comment from the media right now. I just want to get better. Or two, say what, you know, lay this out that way of, hey, coach doesn't think I'm there yet. I think I can get there. I'm going to work hard to get there.
The other day when he made the comments, you know, that he thought he was ready to play, guess what? Good. Glad he feels that way. I really am. I'm glad he feels that way.
There's nothing wrong at any point of looking at media members and go, man, if I open my mouth right now, I'm going to get myself in trouble. So I'd rather not. But I appreciate you coming to me.
Or he could. I mean, he could have said what he felt.
Yeah, or said what you feel.
He could have said what he felt.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was this, I think I'm the best quarterback here. And I think I should be starting. guess what? Great. I'm glad you feel that way.
Exactly.
That's great. Glad you feel that way.
Show it, because clearly you believe it, so make other people believe too by getting on the field and executing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.